So what's actually happening in selecting patients for axillary staging? Well, we can see that nearly 82% of the patients treated by mastectomy at their first operation are having an axillary staging procedure combined with that, compared to just about 1 in 8 of those treated by a breast-conserving procedure. And the cases shown to be invasive or micro-invasive after surgery were more likely to have had an axillary procedure at their first operation. And this was particularly marked in those having a breast-conserving operation, where if the final histology confirmed DCIS alone, less than 8% were having an axillary procedure. If there was evidence of microinvasion, we find that nearly 20% are having an axillary procedure. But if there was frank invasion seen, just over 30% ended up having an axillary procedure. So clearly there's some kind of case selection going on here, some thinking in the MDTs.